are listening to Opportunity Detroit. We now check in with Mark Hollis. He's the tournament director, among many other things. He's wearing a lot of hats these days, but he's the tournament director of the Rocket Classic. And the Rocket Classic, Mark, is just about a week away.
Yeah, it's getting here fast, and the course is looking great. The structures are pretty much up for hospitality, fans, and the fan shop, and everything. So as you see those getting completed, it really reminds you it's here, it's coming fast, and we're ready to go.
That's fabulous that you're already pretty much good to go. So let's talk first about the impact of the Rocket Classic on this community. Wow, it has been really impressive, Mark.
It really has, and we express it in dollars, but it's really the impact you have when you see people and experiences that get the opportunity to have. And over $10 million has gone toward both the approach on the digital gap. We were one of the most disconnected cities during the pandemic, and through the Rocket Classic and partners that have come in, we've become a model city in America as far as connectivity. We're very close to being, 100%, if there is such a thing. Mm-hmm. And we're looking to push it over the edge as we get through this tournament and beyond. But Dan Gilbert, Laura Graneman with the Rocket Community Fund, just so many people have leaned in and really created the vision, understanding the problem first, and then the vision, and then coming up with the funding and the people to really make it happen.
You know what's really impressive, Mark, is what you just said about how you are now at around 100% for digital. When the Classic first started years ago, it was a huge problem in the city of Detroit.
It was a huge problem. And when I say 100%, that's still an aspiration. It's, it's approaching where we'd have that. And I tip my hat to Laura Graneman. It was during the pandemic when we were deciding if this event was going to happen or not. We were one of the first ones to come back. And the reason we did is we saw a cause that we could help. And that's what that total focus was that year and every year since. It's been about working with human IT on equipment. It's been working with Black Tech Saturdays on applications and how people can advance their lives through the digital process. And it's been a blessing to work with all of those people and really make a positive impact on the city.
And I know you were just over at DGC checking things out. How does the course look? You said it looks great, it's ready, but there has been a major restoration. That's going to be an interesting course for the players this year, Mark.
It is, and we're so appreciative of DGC and Keith Hazley, who is their president, Carl Hayes, their pro. Sam, who takes care of the grounds, Tyler Ray, who was the architect who came in and did this fabulous work. But it's a completely different course. It's beautiful. It's more competitive. There's obstacles, sand traps, heather that didn't exist before that the players are going to find much more challenging. And it's been interesting to watch some of the members get out there. They're sprinkling a few out each day, and it's a tough course. It's a beautiful course, and now the structure has really changed in a way that it's a fan-first approach to the build, where you're sitting, you're going to see the maximum number of action, whether it's tee boxes, greens, or the like, and we're excited to get it going.
You know, you've got so many cool events surrounding the Rocket Classic this year. It's pretty amazing. Let's talk first about par 3 in the D. This sounds really fun, Mark Hollis.
It's one of those that, is a unique approach, very similar to some of the other events we did when I was at Michigan State. But we're going to take six of our tour pros. We've got Tony Finau and Ricky Fowler and Cam Young and Russell Henley and a few others. They're gonna get up on top of what is called the UBS building. It's a five-story building right across the street from Hudson's. And from about six stories high, they're going to launch some shots across Woodward through Nick Gilbert Way, and the green is going to be at the far end. At the opposite, the exciting part about it is once these players have hit these shots, it's going to be televised globally on the Golf Channel. It's going to bring the city alive on a global television format. It's going to capture all the sights and sounds. But then the kids from First Tee of Greater Detroit and then Midnight Golf are going to be down on the green and help these pros finish their putts and kind of be part of it as everyone goes into the pairings party that's going to be right there at Hudson's that evening, Tuesday night.
Now, Mark, is there any room for mistakes here? Like,
well, there's always room for mistakes, but we've taken every Jeff Morgenroth, dear friend. He has been my advisor on the safety, and we have netting coming in. We have weather conditions that, you know, would unfortunately, we're not going to take a risk with heavy, heavy winds or anything like that. But
these are
pros that the green is more than double the size of their accuracy rate. So in theory, there's not much risk, but there is always that human factor.
Oh, it sounds like so much fun. So let's talk a little bit about the strength of field. You know, tell us about some of the really great players coming into the city to play in a week or so.
Yeah, I was just going through the roster. You check into it every day and of who's in, who's out. And the one thing about it is, unless you contractually have a commitment to a player can come in and out of the portal whenever they want up until the Friday before the tournament. So you don't really know who your field is. But at the present time, we have 60 of the top 100 in the FedEx Cup standings, which is more than we've ever had in this tournament. We have number three, Cameron Young. He's world-ranked number three. We've got Wyndham Clark, who's eight. We've got Russell Henley, who's five. And then it's the likes of Brooks Koepka just committed, Sam Burns committed, Akshay Bhatia committed. So as you go through the list of guys coming in, you're going to have a lot of recognizable names. They're going to be playing all over the course. And that's exciting, you know, for fans, for golf fans in Detroit. It's exciting for me that the hard work we've put into, you know, telling these players why they should come and giving them reasons. And they've listened, and we're very appreciative of it to have a great field coming in this year.
You've also got lots of really cool experiences for golf fans. So let's talk first about the concerts at the Motown Museum Music Stage. That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, Hitsville Next is going to come out. We've got some DJs that are going to come out. We're creating a space toward the end of play. So you're looking at kind of that 5 to 7 window. There's going to be, for those that enjoy cigars, a cigar lounge that's going to be out in this area. You're going to have a hole-in-one contest that fans can actually take clubs and take a shot at a hole-in-one that's being built out on the course. Rocket has three different activations out there where they there are three holes spread across the course, and you can play the nine and win some prizes from Rocket and things like that. Cooling zones. We have misting machines. We have water stations. We have more space for fans to watch the action. We've opened up some area around the 18th green, so there's more space for fans. And then parking is available both at the Oakland Mall off I-75 and out at Lawrence Tech off the Lodge. So we've listened, and we see where our fans are coming from. We've provided more convenient parking, more affordable ticket prices, better experiences on the course, and some of the best players coming into Detroit that we've ever had in our 8-year history. One of the other great things about the parking locations, both at Oakland Mall and out at Lawrence Tech, is the shuttles. You basically park, you hop on a shuttle, and you're off to DGC, and it's door-to-door, and it's convenient as can be.
Sounds like it's going to be a great weekend. Let's talk about ticketing. How does ticketing work for the fans?
Yeah, ticketing, you go to rocketclassic.com, and tickets of all sorts are available. The grounds tickets is the most affordable way to come in. You still have great, great opportunities to do some fun things. Plus, you can either sit at a hole or you can walk around and follow maybe your favorite player or do a combination of both. Then there's a variety of hospitality. There's what's called Livernois Lounge, where you can come, you can be in a hospitality area, you buy your food and beverage. There's Club Ace, where it's provided. And then there's hospitality areas that some corporations and individuals are buying that give them the opportunity to host, you know, anywhere from 8 to 12 or higher number of fans each day and be part of it. So It's something for everybody. If you're going to come out, this is the year to come out because everything has been dialed in, and it's a fan first approach that we're really taking with this year's event.
Well, and that includes the food and drink. You've got some really cool ideas for food this year.
We really
Talk
do.
Talk about that.
The one I've been pushing is the espresso martini bar that will
be located
between the first and ninth green, but. We've got some special drinks that are out there. We have a 313 Power Hour that's going to happen at 3:13 every day of the tournament, where there'll be discounts on beverages on the course. We've got a sandwich. It's called the Gatsby, and it's a South African sandwich, which is where our defending champion, Aldrich Potgieter, is from. And it's one of the best tasting sandwiches you're ever going to have. It's a little bit like it's got some meat, it's got some fries, all kinds of things are put in there.
The fries are in the sandwich?
Fries are in the sandwich. It's delightful. It's a great sandwich, but those are just some of the fun things that, you know, we've added and put into the mix out there, and I think fans are going to love it.
I think they are, too. It's so much more than just going out and watching golf, which I think is already pretty fun. But this is just like a total family experience this year, Mark.
It really is. And some other things we've done for those, we've always, for first responders and military, we've given an opportunity to get free tickets for a day. Mm-hmm. We've added teachers at the Detroit Public Schools this year for that opportunity. Kids can get in free with a parent. There's all kinds of opportunities to get in, and that's what we're aiming for. We want this accessible to everyone. We want everybody to come out, and we've created opportunities for virtually everybody to come enjoy these beautiful grounds, watch these amazing golfers, and most importantly, enjoy the time with the people that you come with as you're out there. Because I remember days, you know, with my dad going to Tiger games, and
sure,
it was those conversations that you have with family. Well, these kind of events where you get to walk right next to the best athletes in this sport in the world and be with people that you enjoy being with, that's the best part of the PGA Tour.
That's very well said. You know, Mark, the other thing is the Rocket Classic really showcases the city of Detroit, the Detroit Golf Club. I mean, it looks pretty darn good on TV, too.
It really does. The sites that CBS Television, the Golf Channel get are incredible. One of the reasons we brought the par 3 and the D down was to really extend it into the city in a way that hasn't been done before. But what you're going to see visually on television that gets broadcast globally is another opportunity. And it's the Rocket Classic was really the linchpin to starting. And, you know, it's quickly followed by the Grand Prix and all the great work Bud Denker and Roger Penske do. But then the draft and then the Final Four. But it was the Rocket Classic was a resurgence of big sporting events coming back to Detroit. And that's one of the other legacies about what Dan did with this event. He strategically saw an opportunity. We grabbed it. We did it for 8 years. And part of the unfortunate part is the business of golf is very challenging right now, but
sure,
the business of Detroit is not. And we are all in. Dan's all in. Jared Fleischer's all in. And we're just going to continue to do great things for the city that we all love.
I know you are, Mark Hollis, Tournament Director of the Rocket Classic, Chief Operating Officer of Rocket, host of JR Sunday right here on WJR. Thank you for your time and all the best next week.
Thanks so much. We're looking forward to it, Ann.
Coming up next on Opportunity Detroit, the Jackson Home is now open at Greenfield Village. We'll have the details.